One of the elf riders, striving with his horse in the fog, saw suddenly the Lady Morwen passing near, a grey wraith upon a mad steed. But she vanished in the mist, crying, "Nienor!" And they saw her no more. But when the blind terror came upon the riders, Nienor's horse, running wild, stumbled, and she was thrown. Falling softly into grass, she was unhurt, but when she got to her feet she was alone, lost in the mist, without horse or companion. Her heart did not fail her, and she took thought, and it seemed to her vain to go towards this cry or that, for cries were all about her, but growing ever fainter. Better it seemed to her in such case to seek again for the hill. Thither, doubtless, Mablung would come before he went away, if only to be sure that none of his company had remained there. Therefore, walking at guess, she found the hill, which was indeed close at hand, by the rising of the ground before her feet, and slowly she climbed the path that led up from the east. And as she climbed, so the fog grew thinner, until she came at last out into the sunlight on the bare summit. Then she stepped forward and looked westward, and there, right before her, was the great head of Glaurung, who had even then crept up from the other side. And before she was aware, her eyes had looked in the fell spirit of his eyes. And they were terrible, being filled with the fell spirit of Morgoth, his master. Strong was the will and heart of Nienor, and she strove against Glaurung, but he put forth his power against her. "What seek you here?" he said. And constrained to answer, she said, "I do but seek one Turin that dwelt here a while, but he is dead, maybe."
"I know not," said Glaurung. "He was left here to defend the women and weaklings, but when I came he deserted them and fled, a boaster, but a craven, it seems. Why seek you such a one?"
"You lie," said Nienor. "The children of Húrin, at least, are not craven. We fear you not." Then Glaurung laughed, for so was Húrin's daughter revealed to his malice.
"Then you are fools, both you and your brother," said he. "And your boast shall be made vain, for I am Glaurung."
Then he drew her eyes into his, and her will swooned. And it seemed to her that the sun sickened, and all became dim about her, and slowly a great darkness drew down on her, and in that darkness there was emptiness. She knew nothing, and heard nothing, and remembered nothing.